Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio Live. We're so glad you're with us. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And I want to remind you, we are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. Your donation is tax deductible. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
I know it, and I'm looking forward to pleasurably working.
As am I. So I have a surprise. We have a guest this evening. We have a guest.
Great.
One of our favorites.
Our guest.
Patricia Elton.
How are you?
Oh, the dreamer.
Yeah, yes. She is with us right now. Welcome, Patricia. We're so glad you're with us tonight. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Pat, for having me on the show.
You're very, very welcome. You add to the show.
And okay.
Are you ready to? I am looking at your book.
Oh, thank you.
The Dream Class.
Know it's the dream.
Know mm-hmm. yourself. I went through it and I looked at the pictures. This book is literally a coffee table art book.
Besides all the information.
I know that, but I'm looking at the book as an object first.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, how long have you known Pat Allen?
I don't know if I want to admit this, but you and I have known each other since 1993, maybe.
And
I
what did you do with me?
Oh, we went down.
What did I offer you? I'm asking you to do a commercial for me.
Yes, thank you. Well, you really inspired me most of all, Pat.
But what did I do? How did I do it?
You did it, yes, by your wonderful.
I set up a school.
The school, the Want Institute, was the well of information that I was seeking for my continuing education, as I had already been in the health field for many years, and then going towards psychology and deeper into that part of health and wellness was really the key for me and where I found my niche even deeper with the dream work. So
what
it was
exactly,
the want you and the.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from me that you applied to dream reading?
Well, thank you very much for. You gave me the courage to delve into it even deeper. And telling me, acknowledging that I had a gift that was unused and that it needed to be shared. So you helped me hone my skills and kept pointing me in the direction that I needed to go to hone my skills and becoming a transactional analyst as well, and honing it deeper and going down the rabbit hole with the dream work.
Okay, so you became interested in that sport, in that category.
Yes,
the dream work.
Yes.
And I just for the sake of the audience, I've closed my school because I'm semi-retired, but I'm doing this. I'm semi-tired for me. Semi-tired is great for me, but it's overwork for most people. Because that's how I operate.
Okay. Yes, we know.
So,
we know.
So the
You're doing
Institute.
All those classes. Yes. The Want Institute.
Anyway,
was
a nonprofit.
Yes.
501c3.
That's right.
We did classes. We did, well, actually, we did, it was open like for 4 years. Really good.
Yes. So we got very deep into, then you certified people in the transactional analysis to become TA practitioners. And yes. and we all went in different
I'm
directions.
I'm a transactional analyst.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm a marriage family. And I'm a cognitive mm-hmm. behavioral therapist.
Yes.
And I'm an addiction specialist.
Right.
And I'm still functioning if you go to my website.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. That's PatAllen.com.
Yes.
And by the way, right now, what's your contact number?
My contact is thedreamclass.com. That's my website. And people can get dream sessions from me and get deeper into not just dreams, but the dreams are kind of the back door to getting into your other work. So it's the reflection of what's going on in your life, the dreams are, and then we can work on the other things too once it's revealed. So thedreamclass.com, and my email is dreams@thedreamclass.com. And my book is on Amazon, The Dream Class. And
I've got it right in front of me.
Thank you for that. And we often talk about how to capture your dreams. That's one of the biggest questions that comes up. I just did an 8-week YouTube series, and the most often asked question was, well, I don't remember my dreams. I don't dream. Well, everybody dreams. We just have to learn how to capture our dreams, and that's in Chapter 7. So we talk about how to capture your dreams, and it's a practice. I teach
people. Are you going to do it now? Are you going to give the audience
yes.
the information?
Yes, I'll give you a little taste of it, and that is
good.
Please keep a notepad by your bed. Some people use a recording device, but I don't think it's as good. I like the old-fashioned pad and paper, a pad and pencil, pen. And keep your eyes closed upon waking. This is the abridged version. There's more to it than that when you're going to sleep. But upon waking, the main thing is upon waking, have the discipline to keep your eyes closed for that 3 to 4 minute period while you're in the state of consciousness called the Lyman state. And that is the state of consciousness between sleeping and waking. So that's when the images will appear. And if you just jot a few of those images that you see down, even with your eyes closed, oh, there was a cat. Oh, car. Those few images, when you do open your eyes, you can tie a story together. But the symbols that appear are really the most important aspect. And then it becomes a practice and you build upon it. And people who've been working with me for several years, they flourish. People who said they never dreamed. Now they're dreaming in full color. There's all the scenarios. There's the people and animals and nature and things. So,
I even see the chakras in there. I was reminded as I went through the book
yes.
right now.
Well, colors do have meaning too, and things have color in dream. Not we don't always dream of things being color have a color, but there are meanings. Sometimes they're personal meanings, and sometimes they are energetic reflections. So we suss that out in the dream reading and see how the person, who the dreamer, is relating and connecting the dots from their dream world to their waking life. And that's the
what
fun
about-
part.
Scary dreams. What about planes crashing, cars crashing?
Well,
what is
Pat
going
is, I will state right off the bat a quote that I often quote you. Your well-known line is, all dreams wish us well. Even though there may be scary images, the dream is trying to bring us a message to for our personal growth and transformation. So when there's a scary image, it's trying to bring a message to us. And if a plane is crashing, it doesn't mean a plane is going to crash. It means you're coming down into your feeling centeredness. You're coming down out of your head. And all this is revealed in the book. We talk about when things are up, when things are down, when things are broken. For instance, sometimes cars are broken. That's our way through life. And sometimes our way through life is being stifled or hung up. There are all kinds of images, and they all reflect what is going on in our life. And a lot of people think everything's going fine in my life. Well, this is how to enhance your decision-making, your relationships, and all the things in your life. You can move forward even more smoothly and more expeditiously with this dream work, because it's your own subconscious mind. That's why the dream books, the dream dictionaries, I say, they are fun and they have some relevance, but the true meaning of dreams is very personal and individual. And that's why straight across dream dictionaries just don't work. This work is very, very individualized.
I want to test you. Do you mind?
Oh, okay. Let's go.
What is the one thing that I claim is my unique gift to teaching my students? What is the one thing I do that helps in relationships?
It's the yin and yang of the dream images. Everything in a dream has either a yin, feminine connotation, or a yang, masculine connotation.
So what's the difference? What is the yin connotation?
Yin connotation is the feminine. It's your feeling centeredness. It's when we're in our feeling centeredness, that's our feminine, our body, physical and feelings feminine. When we are in our masculine, we're in our productivity, we're in our doing, thinking, producing masculine. That's the masculine aspect of life. So everything in our dream.
I want you to know you passed the test. That's the one thing I've incorporated I Ching, yin
yes.
and yang, in dream analysis, and I haven't seen yeah. that promoted much. So I think that you have done some things. Where are you doing your work? How are you helping people?
I help people I do classes for people if they want to organize their own group, whether it be their church or temple or social group. They can have me do a Zoom workshop with them. And I do individual coaching and counseling with people who call me, FaceTime, Zoom, telephone. All these modalities now make me even more available than I was before. So I was going to say this Joseph Kim, who was the author of The Yin and Yang of Life, he wrote me a beautiful review on my book. So
what did he say?
He said, "The dream class is a splendid introduction to dream analysis. Miss Eltinge has done a wonderful job of applying the universal principles of yin and yang and Jung's anima animus, as well as chakra colors and numbers. By studying the methods presented in the dream class, readers will gain a greater understanding of themselves at the deepest level of their being and thereby facilitate the evolutionary journey of their consciousness." Joseph K. Kim, OMD, PhD, author, Yin and Yang of Life. So I
that
was
is
honored.
So wonderful. That
honored
is to. A topping statement. please say where people can reach you now.
Yes, they can reach me. Okay, thedreamclass.com is the website, and the email address is dreams@thedreamclass.com. And my office phone number is 310-454-0684, and I am available to all of you.
Wonderful. And I want to thank you for this period of time. You did an excellent job.
Thank you for having me on, and thank you for your years of guidance funneling me into my specialty. Thank you.
And I'm thrilled with the result. So
okay,
we'll have you again next month.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thank
Bye.
You, Patricia. Okay, well, let's see what's rocking and rolling at the switchboard. And I have some messages from some people saying they are trying to call. So let me check in with the board and see what's going on. Okay, let's see. All right, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Jonathan, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, Jonathan, you're on the hello. Call.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, John, Jonathan, go ahead.
Yes, my question is that I wanted to ask Pat
is
Allen.
Is this Brian?
That. Hello.
No, is it's this? Jonathan. It's Jonathan.
Oh,
go ahead,
Jonathan.
Ask your question.
Okay.
Okay.
Here
so what is the reason that she believes on a date? You should avoid having an intellectual chat about intellectual topics with a lady. So specifically, I can give you an example. Like, let's say I'm a doctor and I go out with a nutritionist and I ask her like an intellectual question about what she believes the best kind of diet is and why.
Well, are you talking to a professional for your sake? Or are you trying to date? What is your goal of the conversation?
Read the whole message.
The reason I'm asking you this question is because I want one of your students was trying to avoid these questions because she stated she was informed that it's not good to answer these kinds of questions. You know, these philosophies or these ideas. She was saying that
read the notes.
It puts her in a masculine role. That's the word she used.
But what is she to you? Is she your girlfriend, your wife? What is she?
No, she's just a friend. I'm just saying, what's the problem
with the
intellectual
but
conversation?
But you're counseling her. She's upset. She's upset about a doctor or somebody, not just a doctor. Here's what I have women say. When men are with a doctor or a lawyer or a professor or somebody that has a career, not a job.
Okay.
What she says is the following. It's my tools. Do you know my tools?
I don't know your tools. I'm asking you, let's say I'm out with a nutritionist or I'm out with a psychologist and I'm a doctor.
I know that.
And I asked the girl who's a psychologist, do you believe in certain things about Freud's theories?
Yes. Okay, so you're asking for you. What do you bring up?
I, as a professional, I'm asking a girl that I'm going out with on a date this kind of question.
Okay.
And she avoids the question because she says it's a masculine role.
She wants to take it or she doesn't.
What do you mean she wants to?
I want
to,
you
what
to know
it?
This is what I teach women to do with people that like their celebrity. I really appreciate you wanting to respect me, but I wanted this to be a date between a man and me who's interested in having fun.
Okay, so are you saying if you have an intellectual conversation with a girl on a date, it's not fun?
It's not fun at all.
Why?
It's like talking to a real estate dealer and finding out, is that house for sale and who do I need to call?
You think it's a transaction like that? I actually engage. I find intellectually stimulating conversations.
I've got
very,
that
very
not that. No. What you're doing is appealing to her left lobe. You're treating her like a man. You have a man's body. Have we ever talked?
No, we've never talked.
Okay. I thought I heard your voice was a man named Brian. So that's why I said it, and I wanted you to say it, to know it.
No,
my
name is
to understand. Yeah, no, I understand you, Jonathan. I want you to know that when professional, masculine, trained professionals go on a date, they don't want to be respected. They want to be cherished. Would you like wine? Do you like this restaurant? We want you to care how we feel good. Yin energy is what women have in their body. They want to receive pleasure. Yang energy is being with the man that wants to give pleasure. So when you ask her to tell you about her brain, her intellectual skills, her job, you're not with a woman. You're treating her like a man. A woman has a masculine soul called the animus. And you can read, Carl Jung wrote, his wife wrote, animus. You, sir, Jonathan, have a masculine soul called the anima. But when you go on the date, do you want to be with a woman who's in her man or in her feminine? And a date
I want to be out with a lady. At the same time, you know, ladies have unbelievable minds.
I got news for you. If you're interested in her mind, you're not turning her body on. I'm hoping to find a girlfriend.
I would want to turn her on the inside and outside, physically and...
No, honey, no, you can't do both of them at the same time. That's narcissism. No.
No, it's fine.
You can't respect and cherish, because when you speak, you're speaking either from your left lobe or your right lobe. The left lobe is yang. What do you do for a living? Where do you work? What's your office number? The right lobe is feelings. Do you like wine or do you want just bubbly water? Do you want her to feel cherished or respected? Because if you want to be cherished
I want her to feel both cherished and respected. And I'm trying
she
to get
can't. She can't do it. She can't do it at the same time.
And I'm trying to get an understanding of her values. And
I got news for you. When you get her value, would you please read my book, Getting to I Do?
Getting to I Do?
Getting to I Do. Are you trying to date a woman for a dating relationship? What are you dating for?
I'm trying to date a woman seriously for marriage. Would you please understand,
do you want the woman to respect you or do you want her to cherish you first? Everybody wants both, but you can't have it at the same time. You've got to be in one lobe or the other every minute of the day. Right now, am I in my yin or my yang?
So you can't have both at the same time.
You can't. You can't. It is not physically possible. When you're dealing with a new person in your life, you have to decide, if you want them to respect you first, cherish you second, or cherish you first, respect you second. And she wants the same thing. So tell me, sir, do you want a wife that respects you first, cherishes you second, or the reverse? Please tell me.
Respect first and then cherish.
Therefore, I want you to give to her, protect her, cherish her, see how many things you can say and do that will make her laugh or will make her feel comfortable. I surely like your purse, whatever. You want a woman to feel good, to do good when she's on a social date. You want a woman to feel respect. This is the problem where men are treating women at work as if they're sex objects. That's what's causing the problems we're having. Everybody at work is in their yang. And if
Can you say that again? What's the problem? What's the sexual problem?
Everybody at work, when you're working, you're in your left lobe, yang, productive, performing lobe. Do you know what the broca is?
The broca is the mouth.
Do you happen to know? Do you know the broca?
Broca means mouth in Latin.
Okay. The broca is an organ in the left hemisphere that is called the language area.
Yes, language, it's in the temporal lobe of the left hemisphere.
I fully understand that. When you talk to somebody, you have to know which lobe you're talking to.
Okay.
You want to talk to her left lobe. Her left lobe has no sexual, no comfort, no intimacy goal. It wants to be respected. You are talking to a woman like she's a man, and you're the woman.
No, so in your opinion, when is it okay to have an intellectual conversation with a girl you're going out with?
Not until she's your girlfriend.
Not until she's your girlfriend. Okay.
You are courting her into being monogamous, continuous, and long-term. And that's based on the chemistry. Chemistry is a natural, nature-bound experience in which your chemistry is a little like her dad's, but a little not like her dad's. And her chemistry is a little like your mom's, but not at all like your mom's. So you have to have diversification in chemistry, or if she's too much like your mom, she's taboo. If she's too much not like your mom, she's an alien. No chemistry.
Okay, so you're saying
build up your man-woman respect cherishing before you start exploring her masculine and she starts saying, "Why don't you cook dinner?" You see,
it all starts
interrelating. What?
I usually don't have time to cook dinner, but I,
I want you to read Getting to I Do.
Getting to I Do. Okay, but
that's by me. If you want to read another one, The Truth About Men Will Set You Free talks to women that men want to be predominantly. Harvard did a study in the 90s. They asked people, lots of people, why did you mate, which is marriage without a document, or why did you marry? Here's what they found out. Two-thirds of men mate and marry for sensuous sexual stability. Sensuous is a home, kids, eating, having some safe place to be. So men, two-thirds of the time, want sensuous and sexual stability. One-third of men want financial security. They want a woman that's bright enough to make a living so they can have a convenient relationship of sharing the bills, and she might want you to share the chores. So it's a matter of men generally want sensual, sexual, and minimally want status and security. My wife's father owns blah, 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 and I work for him. So he's got security and status because he's with a masculine woman who's got a productive father. Do you see?
Yeah.
So you want to be respected, then you must cherish your woman's feelings, open doors, ask her how she feels, talk to her about what you do and see if she's interested in what you do. But you're the one that's being the man. Two-thirds of women mate and marry for status, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability so they can raise their kids with him helping more than she pays to do it.
Right, and I agree with that. However,
do you want to be respected or cherished on the first four dates?
I want to be a gentleman, and I want to be with a lady who carries herself.
I want you to know a lady wants to feel good about her sensuous pleasure, and the man is with her carrying her feelings. And a man wants a woman that asks him questions that help him tell who he is. Do you like your work? You don't ask that of a woman. You ask a woman, do you like where you live? Do you ever want to get married?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, like say if she's, and this happens, like say if she's a nutritionist, I would want to get to know her and ask her, do you believe that the keto diet is good or Atkins diet?
No, dear, I'm not going to change my mind. I want you first to say, you're a nutritionist. What looks good on the menu? What's turning you on and why?
Okay.
Find out what she feels, not what she thinks. What she thinks is respectable. What she feels is cherishable. If you want to be respected, you have to be with a woman that wants to be cherished. Two men, even if they're gay, one is top, one is bottom. Two lesbians are either the butch or the femme.
Well,
two
I'm a heterosexual.
Men,
so, yeah.
I understand that. Okay. But I'm telling you that every relationship that's aiming towards mating or marriage, I have to have somebody want to be respected before cherished, and somebody who's willing to be cherished. Otherwise, they're going to fight constantly till the divorce.
Okay.
Got it?
Why do you say that they're going to fight? If it's two people that
want
to share it.
Both men. I want, I think, I feel, I don't want. That's how therapists make their living. People that are trying to be with people that they're not compatible with chemically.
I mean, so when you talk about feelings, sometimes a girl's not in a good mood and you don't understand why. And you ask her about her feelings,
you know,
she's not going
to
directly
tell her. I want you to know you're bringing up hypothetical questions and I don't want them. I've just given you the message that I've given you my best shot for where you're at and where I'm at tonight. I've given you my book, which will give everything. I wrote it in 1994. It's still in the stores. And people either throw it away because they don't like what I say, or they use it to get married.
But you have a lot of wisdom, so
I have a lot of experience. I have 50 years. 50 years. I'm 86 years old.
it's a lot more than 50 years. You have a lifetime, an eternity. So I can always use a big dose of that.
And you want to know something? I would be more than honored to debate with you anytime you want, unless I want to go on to another client, which I do.
Okay. No. I definitely appreciate it. You're wonderful. Okay.
I thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Bye. Bye. All right, Dr. Allen, that was some wild stuff. I kind of really liked it. So we're going to go on,
I really did, too.
I know, because you are an intellectual debater, and you were definitely in your masculine with that very masculine gentleman. Okay, we've got another call here. Caller, you're live
with Dr. Allen. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
There you go. You're in the hot seat.
Hi. Perfect. Thank you. First of all, my name is Faye. I just wanted to let you know that I read your book 10 years ago, and actually 11 years ago. I am happily married 10 years. So to the gentleman before that called, please read the book. That was my Bible. Literally, I read it page to page many, many times, not just once. You have to read it so many times so it sticks to your head. So first, you know, I have thanked you before, but again, thank you so much for your service. I am happily, married because of you. I think here and there we may need to work on it a little bit. We have two girls, a 6 month old and a 3 year old. So as you can imagine, things are a little bit hectic.
Wonderful. I had four girls.
Oh, great. Yeah. So things are hectic. You know, we've talked about getting back, you know, to focusing on our relationship. So we're going to do that, but we're not having any problems. That's not the reason why I'm calling you. The reason why I'm calling
why
you is I
you
have your book.
Me?
Anytime I'm stuck, I go back to your book, and you've given me all the tools that I need. So I know where to go, and I know what to do. We both do. So,
and you know
I
what?
Think,
I wrote a summary book, and it's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men are in charge of things, and women are in charge of oxygen. But you use oxygen to talk and to breathe. So that's what that's what the last book is. It's a summary. It's got all the information in it.
Oh, great. I'll have to purchase that. I hadn't seen that. So.
Why not? It's just like I said, it's got 50 years of experience in it, and it's very condensed. So you will really read it a couple of times in order to get it. But if you've read me before, you'll identify with it now. What can I for you today?
I have two quick questions. One is just a reference. And then the major question is my relationship with my mother that I want to ask you. The first question is for my girls. They're very young.
Wait.
I know what to
do. I've got a book. One moment. I want to give you a book. I want to give you a book about dealing with your mother. Do you want that?
Perfect.
Discovering the Inner Mother, A Guide to Healing the Mother Wound. That's when your mother's a man and is teaching you to be a man. And Claiming Your Personal Power by Bethany Webster.
I'm sorry. So say the name one more time. Discovering
the Inner Woman.
Okay, got it.
The soul of a woman is the animus. When the animus is taking over the body, the woman is a man.
Yep.
This book is exactly about that.
What's happening. That's exactly, because I read your book. She's at that age.
I know that, but this goes into it a whole book worth.
Okay. Discovering the Inner Woman, the Mother Wound. Okay.
Discovering the Inner Mother. And it doesn't, it's just a subtitle about the woman, mother wound. Just Discovering the Inner Woman is the name of the book by Bethany Webster.
Okay.
It supports, her book needs my tools, but that's none of my business. I just like it that she talks about the wound. Okay, so your mother is a man.
Yes.
You want her to be a woman.
Okay.
And do you know my tools? You say, Mom, That's a wonderful idea. I'll think about it. That's just sloughing it off. What does she do that irritates you?
She's very, you know, I guess she just does not like me and my husband or anything that we do. It goes back to a history of why I guess she doesn't really like to deal with us. But then she
I
has
think
all of this
she
anger,
may not even have wanted to be a mother.
No, I think she really enjoyed motherhood. Like, honestly, my childhood was nothing but happiness.
Right.
She didn't have a happy marriage.
But
I know that.
But she wanted you to stay home and play with her.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, because my relationship started going downhill with her literally the night of my wedding. Literally. Not even till engagement.
Are you a wife or a daughter most?
Gosh, I am a wife. That's what I fight for. But you have no idea
but
how hard
I want
it is.
You to know, how old are you?
I'm 35.
You're not 18 and under.
Right.
You don't have a mother. You have a relative that was your mother. Would you mm-hmm. please treat her like an aunt?
Okay.
Do you have a relative, a grandma or an aunt that's nicer to you?
Not really.
Okay. Then I want you to understand your mother's temperament may not fit yours. Do you
okay.
want to read a book about temperament?
Sure. Yep.
Please understand me.
Okay.
By Marilyn Bates, B-A-T-E-S, and David Kiersey. It will even
okay.
take you through different kinds of temperaments, and you and your mother may be incompatible in temperaments which are inherited.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So,
okay.
If you find that you are not compatible with your aunt, please treat her like an aunt when she does things that irritate you by using my tools. Which is, you have every right to want that. I'll think about it. I'll let you know. You don't fight with her. You don't try to
yeah.
change her.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to get the book, Please Understand Me, because I'm speaking on your mother's half and your half? You may be temperamentally incompatible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that
I mean,
nothing
I have,
can be done except accept
mm-hmm.
it.
I mean, doctor, I've gone to this point on my own out of frustrations, but there are times that she calls and leaves messages or text messages for 70 or 80 text messages and all mean
I've got
and
news for
things.
You. Wait a minute. You don't have to answer all of them. You can
I don't
assign
answer,
her.
Yeah.
Would mm-hmm. you please treat her like a distant aunt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's
yep.
not your mother. She's your egg donor.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful she gave you life. But don't try to make her a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You may be temperamentally incompatible.
Do you think there is any way that we could fix our relationship? That she could?
No,
I
dear.
Mean,
it's
I,
not broken. She has a mm-hmm. temperament. There are 16 different temperaments. 16. The book
mm-hmm.
will show you your temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell what hers is, but you may read signs and symptoms. The book has all of 16 listed and described, so you can pick the one you think is her. but you can't change your temperament.
Got it. Okay.
It's like you can't. I've got a daughter and a granddaughter that mm-hmm. won't take vaccinations for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do it. And mm-hmm. I have to shut my mouth,
mm-hmm.
not intimidate. I have to not seduce them with shame and guilt, because yeah. be on the same planet. And I've made peace with the fact that if they are okay dying, it's none of my business. Because
mm-hmm.
none of them are under 18. The only person that is your daughter is a person who's under 18. Everybody else is a sperm donor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
Are you willing to live for the month of May with an aunt? Treat her like an aunt that is distant. You don't particularly like her, but mm-hmm. you want her to be who she is, and you're protecting yourself from mm-hmm. her bad habits, but you know you can't change her. Yeah. You cannot change her.
No, I know. I know. I have reached this to this point painfully throughout the past 2 years. It's been really tough, but I've literally gotten to a point that I don't respond to texts or voicemails, you know, or calls when she's bad. If she's good, then I talk to her and catch up. But
do you want to go to her funeral?
So my question is, how about in person? What am I supposed to do in person when she's constantly nagging or constantly like putting me down, and it's in person? Like, I can't just ignore it. Like,
anything. I've got news for you. You limit the times you're together, and when you're with her, you go to the bathroom a lot. You interrupt, but you don't fight. Do not fight with a person who has an incompatible temperament with you. Please.
Okay, got it.
And please read the book, Please Understand Me.
Yeah. Okay, I will definitely do that. I will definitely
And call me back and tell me how you handled your aunt, A-U-N-T.
Okay, yeah.
Limit your calls and limit your mouth when you want to insult or fight with your aunt. She can't help it, and she doesn't have me telling her. Your daughter has her temperament, and you may not be compatible. I would be saying the same thing to her that I'm saying to you.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. I agree. Okay. I will definitely do that. That's great. All I need is the tools, and I will use that. The next question I have for you.
Okay. Uh-huh. What's the other question? And don't forget this discovering the inner mother.
Yes. I wrote that down too. Yeah. Yeah. I love reading. So whatever
what's
you tell me, I'll read it and I'll apply it.
You know what?
The next question
is long-term.
Yes,
I'm
a
transactional analyst.
Me.
What? You know what I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rent-a-mom.
What's that?
I'm a rent-a-mom.
What's that?
That's a woman that is filling the spot of a temperamentally compatible mother with you.
Oh, yes, yes. That's great. I love that.
See, everything I teach is based on science.
Yeah.
I give books, books.
Yep.
I don't give them. I just promote. And I promote mine.
Yes.
And I just did Man's World, Woman's Universe. I just did. But I promote everybody. I want everybody to love one another as they are. But some people are temperamentally not compatible.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay,
makes
what's the other
sense.
Question?
And this is really quick. So my girls are really, really young.
Wait.
Yes.
Do you understand twice in this conversation you've displayed lack of self-esteem? Do you know what you say? Mm-hmm. I'll be quick.
Yes.
You know what that's from?
What?
Your mother has been teaching you so much that you're taking care of me by pulling away.
Yeah, I believe it. My husband tells me that all the time. Yep.
I'm telling you that. Your lack of self-esteem is not conducive to closeness and intimacy. I'm going to challenge you on it. He's doing it. Please, we can take care of ourselves. If we don't want to talk to you, we'll find a way to get off the phone.
That's really great. That's really great. Wow. That's powerful.
So would you
really?
Please not downplay you? You want to be cherished?
Yes.
Start with doing it to yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
And in order to
absolutely.
Go to your mother's funeral, have boundaries for what you will and will not do with her. How many times will you call her? How many calls will you receive? How many times will you listen to her criticize you before you have to go to the bathroom? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll break up the conversations, but you won't try to change her. You can't change her.
Yeah.
That's why I've got you reading the book, Please Understand Me.
Yeah.
So find out what your mother's temperament is and yours and see why you're not compatible. All the symptoms are in the book.
Okay, great, great. I'll definitely read that. And if I have any questions,
And the book on discovering the inner mother is about the problem of trying to change each other. She's trying to change you and you're trying to change her.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you mind your own business and just accept her on boundary limits? How many times am I going to talk to her? How long will I talk to her? And then I'll say, gotta go, Mom. Bye. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other question?
So my girls are really young, and I know what to do when they're at the age of getting married. I've used your tool, so I promise you that's exactly what I'm going to do. So my question is, when they're in high school, when they're that young that I know they're not going to get married, what is the appropriate, you know, tools to use for them when they're in high school? Like I know I'm thinking really, really far, I do, but I'm talking about more like, I guess, on the sexual part. Like, I know they have to always be the, you know, feminine. I'll teach them all
no,
of that.
No, they don't. You may have a daughter that wants respect and becomes a doctor. What are you going to do then?
Oh, okay. I have to, like, understand. I see.
See,
okay.
I want you to apply, Please Understand Me, to you and your children.
Oh, okay. 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 Wonderful.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then I want you to go and get my book, Please, Man's World, Woman's Universe, because at the rear it says tools for I-ness, tools for we-ness, that's you and your husband, and tools for us-ness, parents and children. I've got it divided up, and I've got samples of communication in the book.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's great. So even for parents and kids, too. Okay, very good. Okay, I had no idea. I'll definitely purchase that.
Okay, so please feel free to call me when you want to apply what I've given you today.
Absolutely. I will do that. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for all
You're
of
welcome.
Your help, really. Yeah, I've
been
in successful relationships until I met you, so, yeah.
You can find Dr. Allen's book at the wanteyestore.com.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Appreciate it. Have a great one. Bye.
You too.
Oh, great. Okay, so we have more callers lined up, and our wonderful Ronan at the board is going to get us another one. Very good. Again, you can find Dr. Allen's new book, It's a Man's World, It's a Woman's Universe, at thewantistore.com, www.wantistore.com. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You are in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you, Kelly. And hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, that first male caller was super helpful to hear because my experience, I'm doing online dating and I feel exhausted by like all the intellectual conversations guys want to have with me. And
did you hear what I said to him? Thank you for respecting me, but I'm on a date with you to have fun.
And they just don't get it, and they keep coming back and they want to talk about racism or COVID or politics, and I'm just miserable. So
for three
unhappy.
Dates, yes. Wait a minute. When you date men, within 3 minutes, you may have chemistry. Do you know when
phone,
you have chemistry?
I think so. I feel like I can have it maybe, like I feel like there's very few guys I can feel attracted to their voice over the phone. And if they make space, but a lot of them just talk so much. And I'd like 45
I know,
minutes.
I understand. Those are the ones that you don't have chemistry for. I'm talking about the fact, date everybody that's decent 3 times to make sure that they don't get off their respectable thing, because you're going to say it. You have every right to want to talk about racism and this and that and everything else, but I'm on a date with you to have fun, to eat nice food or to go to the movies or to take a walk, go ice skating, whatever. You understand?
I don't feel
fun.
Okay, but so far I don't feel a single guy is capable of doing that. The guys who do phone and video chats with me, I don't want to meet them in person because I just feel exhausted and overwhelmed.
I've got news for you. Then you're responsible. I want you to say to them, on the phone, when they're in their left masculine lobe, you have every right to want to talk to me intellectually, but I would feel better if you asked for a date. For example, there's a Zoom group called Fun.Singles. That's a Zoom group for dating.
I did that. I did that for 1 month, and they were the same there, too.
Then I would go where, are you flirting anywhere? Do you go to church? Do you go to any place where you
not
meet
yet.
Men?
I'm fully vaccinated now, so I will. But even when I, like, just every interaction I have with a guy, they kind of just start in with complaining.
I want you to understand that men today, there's a wonderful book called The War Against Boys by Summers, that there are so many masculine left lobe mothers training their boys to respect women. But
yeah,
I have tools. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Multiple times, and I have women I know reading it too, but I feel
okay.
Like the problem.
Have you read the training program in Man's World and a Woman's Universe? I've given you the message. I want you to date them a maximum of 3 times to make sure they didn't get off of it. And at the end of the third date, if they ask you for a 4th date and you don't have chemistry, chemistry is sexual attraction.
Yeah.
If you don't have chemistry, wait a minute, I'm telling you how to do it. Tom, George, Harry, whatever his name is, I really appreciate the dates we've had, but I don't have chemistry with you, and I don't want to use you for an entertainment, and I don't want to lead you on. So I am not going to accept romance-based dates with you.
Yes, but I do that a lot, Dr. Pat. I do that a lot.
Then keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
Okay. Then I just have this final question, which is, I feel like these guys kind of talk on, and they repeatedly bring me back into an intellectual debate with them. And at some point, I just abruptly end the call with them. And I feel guilty about it, but I also...
I can't approve of it. Men are doing what men have been taught to do. Do good to feel good. They think they're doing the right thing. I'm telling you, would you please give a man 3 dates to get off of his intellectual after you say, I appreciate you respecting me, but it's turning me off.
Okay, and ending a phone call with them after 45 minutes, I feel like I want to get paid for those 45 minutes back.
No, darling,
time,
but what do you do for a living?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef. I want you to please experience the newness of every human being by dating them no more than 3 times. And if there's no chemistry on the 3rd date, they have not cherished you, please say to them, I appreciate you tried to date me for 3 times, but I don't have chemistry, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. So unless you are willing to stop intellectually talking, which is turning me off, I can't date you.
Oh, I love that last line. I'll include that last line. And do you think that's a good thing to say, like when I'm feeling overwhelmed in their phone conversation, like say date number 2?
Of course. Absolutely.
I
want you to have an egg timer, and 3 minutes is all. It takes 3 minutes to ruin a conversation.
Yes. And I go on way long. I let them go on for way too long, and then I feel
that's because
resentful.
You're playing doormat. Was your mother a man?
Yes.
Will you read the book Discovering the Inner Mother by Bethany Webster, please?
I just finished that book.
Did you like it?
Yes, and now I'm reading Boundaries, Boss, which is excellent and very similar.
But do you understand that at the end of my Man's World, Woman's Universe, there is tools to speak, to be I, to be we, and to be us with kids and families?
Yes.
I'm giving you tools, and I'm giving you a way off of the phone in 3 minutes.
All right, I'm going to cut them shorter then. I won't have 45 minutes.
No way. I'm a transactional analyst, remember?
Yes.
And I will not have you being a doormat. And you read that in the patriarchal-based book, The Inner Mother, didn't you?
Yes.
So
yes,
don't
I did.
Be a doormat.
I'm having a hard time speaking up, despite
you know
knowing...
What? That's you being a doormat. I am
right.
A therapist telling you, you better open your mouth, lady. But remember what I said. I appreciate your dating me, but I am turned off by your conversation. And I don't want to use you as a food distributor. And I don't want to lead you on to believe that I'm enjoying myself. I don't want to talk more than 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. I have to enforce this because I'm just burnt out from dating.
Then would you please do it? Please.
I will. I will. I'm going to listen to this again and again and hopefully Good. Get it.
And remember, what I'm doing is taking care of you and him.
You know, Dr. Pat, he just texted me. He appreciates how smart I am.
I know that.
How smart
but
and wise.
Tell him.
And he
are you
going to
send him back a message? Thank you for respecting me. But I personally like on dates and conversations to tell jokes and to be funny, but
okay.
not intellectual.
Okay.
I want to be cherished,
yeah.
not respected.
All right, I will do that.
But use the phrase, you're turning me off respecting me.
Okay, I will. He's going to be shocked. But
I know that, but he may get it. Do you realize that men are trying to talk women into being men because they think
Constantly.
Women want it? No, 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 no.
Yes.
All the Me Toos are scaring the liver out of men. The man
well, I don't
hate
wanna be-
in this, the man hate in this culture today needs Pat Allen.
So true. Desperately.
So I'm on the phone right now. So please, would you please experience my stuff at least for this week?
Yes, I'm going to send him a text back saying, thank you for respecting me. I felt a little overwhelmed by how intellectual our conversation was.
No, you forgot what I said. I feel what? Overwhelmed and turned off. Sensually.
Okay. And I want to turn off and I want to enjoy.
I want to enjoy being with you. I don't want to educate or be educated.
Okay.
It's called the truth.
Yeah. I know. They think I start. And I am guilty because I go along with it, but I don't.
I know that, dear. Didn't that what you were read in the book, Discovering
yes.
the Inner Mother? Wasn't that what it taught you?
Yes.
And I'm giving you that, tools that will gracefully tell him that he's giving you what you don't want and you want him to stop.
Okay, I don't know how to tell him what I do want because I.
You know, I don't. No, 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 no. Wait. When you say what you want, more, better, different, love, affection, time, and sex, you're a man. You don't ever use want. Want is a four-letter word.
Yeah, but you said to send in the text, I feel turned off by the intellectual conversation.
That's not a want. That's a feeling turned off. That's
so
a feeling. I'm teaching you how to speak. That's not telling him what you want. That's telling him what you don't want. Hear this. This is a Pat Allen. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Okay. So I'll just tell him I don't enjoy intellectual conversations.
That's right.
I don't feel turned
I want to have fun on dates or phones.
Okay. I think he's going to be thoroughly confused and not have any idea what fun would be, but I don't either.
Oh,
I
yes,
don't know
he
either.
Would. You know what he'll
he would?
Do? He'll look up jokes.
Okay.
Tell him.
Okay.
Did he read an article? Did he read something? Did he see a movie?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got it?
Got it, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Call us back.
All right, I will. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank
you. All right. You bet. We have got more call, Dr. Allen, so let's get to it. Let me see here now. Oh, It looks like we lost Dr. Allen, so we're going to have to get her back, and then we'll take another one of our callers. Until then, I want to remind everybody of WantEyeStore.com. That's where you can find all kinds of things, dating over 50, Dr. Allen's newest book, all kinds of interesting things. So explore that.
And I love you.
I know, but you're back now. That's amazing.
Good.
So we've got more calls. Are you ready for some more calls?
Let's go for it. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it. So our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard here at LATalkRadio.com is getting us our next caller. And we had to get you first. Okay, caller, you're live in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. How are you, Dr. Pat?
There's Brian.
Yes, it is.
Good. I accused another man of being you.
I heard there was another male caller, but I didn't listen to the beginning of the show, but
his name is Jonathan. Oh, I got the gist. So what do you want to ask me, tell me, do me, what?
So I was listening to the last caller, and the two women that I like the most that I'm interacting with, they don't live close, although one is coming to see me in a couple of weeks. And I make it a point. I mean, we've been doing Zoom dates, but on Zoom dates you can still do some fun stuff, like show a movie clip that you like, or I have some other things that I could show in screen sharing.
Are you that you've got what I teach, that you know you've got to entertain and cherish a woman's feelings?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely try to make it fun.
All right. Good.
But I will say the woman that I'm talking to tonight is she already told me she's reading Eric Byrne stuff before I even met her. I don't think she knows about you, but I think she is very smart, but she's also very sweet. And so far,
you
want to
know something? Then you've met an alpha woman who's got a brain and a heart. Lucky you. But remember,
I may have met two of them.
Brian, does she want a cherishing relationship or a respecting relationship? Does she want to talk left lobe or right lobe or back and forth?
She seems to want to go back and forth, although I don't know her as well as the other one that I've been already talking to a couple months.
And that one is pro cherishing or pro respecting? Does she want to be respected or cherished predominantly?
I would put her, and that's why she's a number one, in the cherishing department.
All right.
She lines up with a lot of good stuff, and we've talked about some of the respect things and having boundaries, and she's reacted very well and been very appreciative to even have the conversation.
That's wonderful. You sound wonderful and balanced.
Well,
are you calling
me
for an opinion or question or something?
I suppose. I mean, the issue is even a third one that I talked to the other day, and that nobody is that close. I mean, they're not super far away, but they're also not around the corner either. So to move forward with anybody might be complicated, but again, one's coming in a couple of weeks, and that'll be nice to find out if we have in-person chemistry. I'm surprised if we don't, but we'll see. So that's why I've been still keeping my eyes open, because
I want you to date three times minimum.
Yeah, the problem is I still would like to find some people that are closer. But again, the people I've met, especially
by all
these
means,
two, definitely very
vaccinated?
Quality. Okay, so the second one who's coming down, she got her second. Yes, she got her second shot, I think, this week. So she wants to wait another 2 weeks, and I'm certainly fine with that.
And the other one,
I've actually, been vaccinated for like
all
about
right,
4
got
weeks.
Got it. Okay. I just didn't get the answer till now.
Definitely.
Good. Because that makes a difference because they're lightening up the boundaries.
It definitely opens up some things. And I have to admit, I still have some... Well, I'm still getting to know them, but dating multiple, or at least getting to know multiple people like this at a distance is a challenge because you don't get to see them and find out the most important thing, which is chemistry. But you definitely have give and take, so you get enough going to like them.
But you know what it supports? Sexual virtue. Sexual virtue. People are not screwing around. And because of that, a lot of damage is not being created.
I think that is good. And I think I was getting a text from somebody who's known you from quite a while. And I did, if I have time for one more, I do have a question, which is...
What is it?
Within the duty dating, within the virtue, do you have, you know, for me, I'm not having sex unless I'm in a committed relationship.
I love it.
But I've also heard things about, and I've certainly heard you say, you know, don't have sex with a man too soon because you get too bonded to him. But then I also have heard stuff about, having like somebody for fun on the side while you're dating until you meet.
I also say, I don't care if you want to give him a hand job. I don't care about anything except penile insertion in mouth, anus, or vagina, which creates the biggest Bartholomew gland stimulation, which produces pituitary and oxytocin. So I am not against affection. I mean, if you're vaccinated and you're free to do it, you know what I'm saying?
The only thing
that I've said is I don't approve of people living together without being engaged because that's playing house and it tends to not work out unless the woman and the man both don't want to marry. And so with that in mind, I also don't want people to have intercourse. I call it God's moment. The only time we get to create another human being is intercourse. Now, if you go to a doctor to be inseminated, that is more than a romantic event. That is a scientific process that's going for making the baby with the doctor's help. So I am not wanting you to think that I'm against foreplay. I'm not. She can give you a hand job.
Okay, but as far as I'm asking more from the woman's side because this was based on who I was talking
from
to.
From the woman's side, get permission and be willing to say, I don't want to have intercourse with you, oral, anal, or vaginal. But I'd love to cuddle. Maybe I'd love to sleep with you because we are distanced from each other. Why don't we do the weekend? You can wear your jammies.
Okay, but as far as having sex on your side,
Look, I'm going to say something. Sex is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear with this person. Every form. There's a book called Touching. And it's about the value of touching. So I have nothing against touching with permission. Do you see? So intercourse is my limit. What?
Yeah, that's definitely how I even in early dating, you can find things out from minimal touching with the woman still with clothing on out in public places.
I know that. Ask me?
Okay, so again, the person I was talking to, who I think is listening now, was saying that under duty dating, it's all right to have somebody that you sleep with and still be out there dating and looking for other people as long as it's out in the open. But between the people that you're dating and the person
if foreplay is part of your dating procedure and you both agree to it, it's just being affectionate.
I think I was talking about what this other person brought up as more intercourse being okay as long as you're still out there.
No, because intercourse has such a profound effect. Now, for a man in his 50s, he bonds. A woman doesn't. She falls in love when she's over 50. Mm-hmm. Older women like to go with young men because they're great in bed.
Okay.
Older men go with younger women because they're both on estrogen.
Yeah, right. Things change for us guys when we get older.
Women become more masculine as they get older. I teach them to be like a feminine woman, passive, patient, and vulnerable.
What I don't like about the faking is, and I've dated a couple of people in the Pat Allen world.
You mean you don't allow women to wear? You don't. Wait a minute. You don't allow women to wear lipstick?
No, but it's not
you
that.
Women to wear bras?
No, but I want to know who they really are as opposed very minimal responses.
I've got news for you. You get to know who they are after you're committed or engaged or married. Remember, the first 3 months of a relationship are where you're both faking a lot. Both. And then the second 3 months, if you're there, is when you start showing your true self. And the third 3 months, you decide if you or they are 51% valuable enough to be committed to as is. 51% acceptable. You don't even know people until you know them a year. A psychopath can con you in 9 months.
Yes, very true. Yes, you're right. The reality does come out in time, but in some ways I love dating women that I've met in the Pat Allen world, and at other times I'm like, I want somebody that's giving me more of who they are at the beginning. But so far, who I've been connecting with has been good, but it's not time to circle the wagons yet. Although I am looking forward to meeting the number one soon.
I would like you to understand, I want you to have 3 dates before you decide whether they're chemically or not chemically. I want you, if you don't want them, to tell them, I appreciate the dates we've had, but I don't have chemistry for you, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you as a sex object. So we're just friends, and I'm going to be moving on.
Right. And even that, I want to be careful with. But yes, even though this woman, I do really like her, even if our first date is great, I'm going to say, okay, we're still going to have to meet each other a couple more times before before anything more happens, even though she lives a distance and it's complicated. But when she comes, she's making a big effort to come down here, and I've got definitely some special ideas.
Great. Perfect. How old are you, Brian?
Well, I'm all ready for your dating at 50 DVD.
Is she in her 50s, too?
Yeah, she's within a couple years.
What I want you to know is it's appropriate for her to do some driving and cherish your feelings because you have a need for more cherishing than when you were younger. And she has a willingness to be more productive in producing, efforting.
Yes. And
women that are older are more masculine and willing to do things. That's the asset. Benjamin Franklin, I think, may have told you, wrote a letter to his son and he said, marry an older woman. Yeah, the top kind of drags, but the bottom's pretty much the same. And he said, they appreciate you, son, because they don't get asked much. So that's him supporting the idea of basically older women and younger men do fine. And what I'm saying is what works, works. See if there's chemistry. That's scientific.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to happen soon. But I think I'm also close enough to 50 where respect is very important to me. And I definitely get a lot of that from her.
I know.
Which has been great.
But you also need cherishing as needed.
Yes. I imagine. Okay.
I'm going to move on now, Brian. I wish you well.
And I will report back soon.
Thank you.
To your the beginning of your show to see what the other guy had to say.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Good night.
Bye bye.
That's a good idea. Him listening to the other guy.
I think it's a great idea, and I thought that we have had a really wild show tonight. So I'm going to check in with our switchboard and I'm going to see if we've got another call in the wings. I imagine we do. And we do. So, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is it?
Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
My question. What are reasons why being creative is intimidating? For example, being a flower designer, being a
for a woman. Okay, when women create, they're masculine. So people that are afraid of powerful, creative women will insult them, undermine them. It's amazing. My first husband, I didn't want to marry. I wanted to be a nun. And he got me. And I was married 4 times and they're all dead. So I'm not talking with somebody being alive. Anyway, when a woman creates, whether it's a baby or a flower arrangement, she's masculine. And if she happens to be with a man that it feels insecure, he will insult her or use her or undermine her creativity because of his lack of adequacy. Now, when a man creates, he creates from his feminine. So when I work with, for example, a couple that are in the movies, actors, actresses, they have to get used to seeing their mate loving and kissing somebody else as a job. Do you see? Creative men are very, very social. And women who are not secure will be violently angry if they even speak to a person that owns a vagina. Do you see?
Yes.
And there's a wonderful book that I always recommend, Dangerous Passions by David Buss. And it's about the asset of jealousy. That a truly secure person is willing to give the person they're with the freedom within boundaries. In other words, I'm not approving of you having sex with them or traveling with them, but talking, especially if it enhances your job, is okay. Men are particularly territorial and jealous, but masculine women are as well. Feminine women and feminine men are very, very creative. And hopefully, whoever they're with accepts that as a personal temperamental asset. So what are you getting out of what I'm saying?
Well, I used to work in a corporate job, and I recently applied at a shop, a flower shop, and the person I'm working with is a woman, but very disorganized. The owner is extremely late to work and a lot of things, and I'm thinking, this is interesting because this is the person's business, their own business. And I'm thinking, how does this person even operate? And if they're supposed to be masculine, like, you know, again, I understand at work, everybody is masculine.
Everybody is masculine at work.
Yeah, at work. Yes, I understand that. But however, the person I'm dealing with right now is very like scattered and kind of like kind of goes back on what they said before, and the way they mention talk to clients, you know, they'll say, oh,
what
I didn't charge
you, right?
What you're
saying is that she may be envious of the job she's given you, but she can't do it.
Oh, okay.
So okay. Do you want to put her into a decision-making mode? In
sure.
Other words, I want to talk to you about my job. Is it comfortable or convenient? Use convenient. Is it convenient for you to listen to me? Will she say, what do you think? Will she say yes or no?
Yes.
Then you will say to her, you have every right to want to be the owner of your shop. You have every right to do that. However, I'm not comfortable with the disrespect you treat me in my job, which is working for you, and you have items that she... What does she do?
What does she do? Well, basically, I'm trying to do too much, you know, complains that, you know, no time to take a break. She's, you know, runs out the door to go grab something because she forgot, and... You know, just little things, and then the customer's waiting to have a call back, but then the person will still call back and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't charge you enough for delivery."
Can you write down items that she does that you can't live with?
Yeah, because a customer almost fell yesterday walking in the store because there was a box that was in the way, and I moved it out, but the owner just said, oh, well, just leave it there. And I'm like, well, you know, people are going to get hurt.
That's exactly right. No. What she's doing is, as owner, she is basically not sharing the business with you as an employee.
Uh-huh.
So your last statement to her is, do you want me to quit my job so you can do both jobs? Or do you want me to stay and do my job while you do your job?
Mm-hmm.
Give her the decision.
Okay. I cannot change her, though. I cannot say, well, you know, need to clean up. You need to
I'm asking you if you're willing to quit your job in this statement by saying,
yes,
you're the owner and I'm the employee. Do you want me to quit my job for you so you can do both jobs?
If I was the owner, I'd say no.
I can't do my job because you take over my job. And give her the box gimmick.
Yeah. It's just very cluttered. Everything. Cluttered.
Honey,
can't find paperwork. She can't find the receipt. No.
I want you to know she's doing two jobs.
Yeah.
Make her aware of that.
Okay. Got it.
And let me know how you do.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm only going to be there until Mother's Day. I already gave her a limit.
Okay, so you've already done it. Are you willing to just serve her to get your paycheck till Mother's Day? That's May, isn't it?
Yeah, May 9th.
So you have like 2 weeks.
Correct.
I'm giving you directions for staying at the job, but you've already quit it.
Correct, because I'm going to full-time.
I fully understand that. So you're going to be done with her. What is your concern about just peddling for the next couple of weeks? Are you afraid of a legal problem that she creates with her mishandling?
Not for me. No, not for myself. But
okay.
No.
It sounds like your integrity is interfering with the facilitation of the termination. I hear you taking care of her in this call and helping her understand. Do you want to give her this experience as a way for her not to do it again to somebody else?
Yes.
That's so loving. Do you know how loving that is?
Not until you mentioned it, but thank you.
I really appreciate what you're doing. You're going to help her not do what she's doing to you. That is so wonderful. I want to commend you.
Thank you.
So will you do what I say, even though it's just a couple of weeks?
Yes, I will do what you say. Yes, perfect.
Good, and I have to hear the result.
I will certainly call back.
Okay, thank you.
So thank you. May I ask one more question?
Thank you. That was a wonderful experience. To be in a bad job and want to help the employer. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Can I ask one quick question? Question about
criticism? Yes, you can.
Criticism?
What is it?
Okay. Why is it that a lot of women are self-critical about maybe trying something new? Because some people are afraid, like, for example, the flower designer, they're afraid about even touching and making a design. There's like,
well, who did you say does this? Wait a minute. What women do this?
Just some women, like, I'll explain for myself. I'm talking for myself.
Women,
just in terms of
women that don't know who they are. Women who don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. A person who knows who they are is creatively looking for changes in his life or her life.
Okay. Interesting.
Are you teachable? You've been teachable with me, and you showed real, real compassion for this person.
Yes.
Do you understand that's an asset for a human being?
Not before this call. No, I didn't know that.
I want you to understand that it's easy to love nice people, but it's really tough to love people that are not nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you really learn to love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm commending you because I work to help people, and I rejoice in their benefiting.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. It was a nice experience.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Very nice. Integrity.
Wasn't that interesting?
It was.
This may be the most interesting show we've done.
I'm telling you, it has been I'm calling it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Okay, do we have another trip?
Let me check in. We got one more caller we can take. We've got time for one more, so let's rock and roll. And here we go. Ronan at our switchboard is getting that caller for us. Yeah, this has been an exciting show.
Good.
Very twisty.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Oh, it looks like we dropped them. Maybe we can get them back. Hopefully we can.
I thought I heard the beginning of a sound.
Yeah, I think what happened was sometimes they get shy and they pop off. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Pat, this is Sean again. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. What do you have to say tonight?
Quick question. My girlfriend or my ex-fiance said that she would be willing to meet up, and I'm just wondering how to approach the conversation because I still want to be her fiance, but I don't want to scare her off. Because it's the first time we haven't seen each other in 7 weeks.
You mean,
so.
Are you going to come on the show?
No. She wants to meet up in person.
Well, then
I
meet
asked
up
her
when she... Dear, please ask her to meet you until she says yes to something.
No, she said she'd meet up with me on Sunday. It's been 7 weeks.
Well, then that's it.
But my question is how to approach the conversation. Do I say I still want you to be my fiance, but I don't want to scare her off by maybe, you know, that's the first things I say or one of the first things that
then
I say.
I think Pat Allen Mee says make an appointment. I want to ask you a question about our relationship. Are you comfortable answering? Make an appointment.
Right, like we have an appointment set for Sunday at like 6
o'clock.
No.
Make an appointment for the subject.
Okay, so send her an additional. Because I already told her I wanted to talk.
Then you already told her, so ask her. Just ask her. Would you please take responsibility for going after what you want as a man?
Okay, I just was trying to figure out how to approach the conversation.
I told you this.
Yeah. Okay.
What you say is, I want to ask a question about our relationship. Are you comfortable answering?
Okay.
If she says no, I don't want to hear any of your begging.
Okay, my other question is, my other question was, if she says she wants to be friends, should I be friends and try to work my way back in?
Always. Always.
Okay.
Take it.
Okay.
That's the level. Yes. Always.
Okay. All right. That was all.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Sean should just try courting her and not pushing the fiance thing. Maybe he should just try dating her brilliantly. Let's do one more.
He just accepted her as a friend.
Right. Want to do one more?
He already did that. What?
Let's do one more.
Yeah, let's do another one.
All right.
I thought we'd go till 10-2.
Yeah, but sometimes the calls get long. That one just happened to be short this time. So let's do this.
Okay.
Hello.
Are live in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. Oh, I'm awesome. So glad I could get in. Yes, so my question is about dating through an application, through a dating site, and how to basically imitate the eyeballs and smile in that space. The application that I'm using, they will have pictures and comments of people. So is it okay for me to like what they say as in, you know, the online version of eyeballs and smile? What do you think?
Yes, if it's part of the machinery or the operation of the dating service. Is it a Zoom kind of program, or is it actually a dating service?
It's a dating site. It's a dating site and an application on the phone. They don't really, you can, I mean, what I know from people that have used it before is that if you simply post your information and photos on there, the algorithm won't see you unless you're doing something active. So liking someone, you can like a picture.
I have no problem. Listen what I'm saying. I have no problem with the dating service that gives the person the option of saying, I like this, even if you're a woman, because it's part of the operation of the company, not you. You are taking advantage of the company's way of doing business, which is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Another question. When people, so basically this is what I did. I've only been using this for about 3 days because I just got vaccinated yesterday with the second shot. So I'm 2 weeks away from being.
Got it. You got it. You got it. I like hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so it's just too much.
So do not meet people until 2 weeks have gone by.
Yeah, I won't. No.
Good, but talk to them on the phone.
Yeah, and yes, and they basically, is I do, you know, the bare minimum for them to notice me, right? And then they start talking to me. And my question is, when they start talking to me, this gentleman yesterday was basically interviewing me over text. And I forgot, do we also ask questions? Didn't we have, like, the Pat Allen way?
No,
not
unless you want to be respected. I approve of men interviewing, but not women, unless it's part of the machinery of the program.
No, it's not. Then this is more just a person-to-person talking, however we want to talk.
No, I want you to let him interview you, unless you want to be the man.
No, I don't. No, I'm a recovering male, so no more.
Okay, then let him ask his questions and appreciate what he's saying. Ask him questions about what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ask questions about what he's saying. Okay.
Like, did you like that job?
Okay, interesting.
Talks. Okay.
Yes, because... Yes, this person asked me.
We're going to have to cut off the message because the time is going now. I'm telling you, do what the company allows you to do because it's the company's design, not yours.
Okay, got it.
Good luck.
Thank you,
Seattle. Thank you very much. You're almost recognized. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what have you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Until next time, everybody, take care. We love you. We'll be back. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.